Dana and Sam for breakfast on 98.1 Parafam. Now, Sammy, have you ever heard of the Tidy Town Awards?
No, I don't know
a great deal about them either, but they're something that, you know, towns around New South Wales are so proud of. You know when you enter town and it says, like, the population and the sign,
yeah,
welcome to such and such a town, it always says, like, Tidy Town Winners of 2011 or something like that.
Okay.
Well, Murrurundi and Singleton, there's towns around the Upper Hunter that are being judged for the Tidy Town Awards this year. And today's chat, we're going to focus on Murrurundi. We are joined by Dana Hines from that local community. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, Dana. Now, last week, a judge by the name of Doug McDonald, he came to the town. What was he exactly looking for?
So Doug was visiting people that had put in submissions for the Tidy Towns Awards for different projects around the community. So he really was interested in meeting everyone that was involved with those sorts of things and just sort of seeing, you know, who they were, what their interests were, and how those projects came about and what the results of those projects were.
So it's everything from litter management to waste management, recycling heritage, as well as community spirit. Now, you were involved in the Push 48. Can you explain what you had to explain to Doug, the judge himself, when he did come to town?
Yeah, so he was looking at what the project itself entailed. So he had a chat to myself and Jen, who ran Push 48, and just wanted to get a little bit more knowledge on why we did it, what we were hoping to get out of it, and what the actual outcomes were.
For new listeners, can you explain, Dana, what Push 48 actually was?
So Push 48 was a mental and physical wellbeing initiative that Jen and I put together, and it was really just to get people to participate in a 6 kilometres every 4 hours for 48 hours event. It was really quite grueling, but we did it to raise some money for the School for Kids Swimming, and the focus being health and wellbeing of our students. So Doug was really interested in that, and also all the other projects around Murrurundi, including the skate park and the bike track that Jen was involved in with the council. Also the Warra Riders and Seniors Clubs put together an initiative for them. So there was a few things going on about Murrurundi, and I think, yeah, he just wanted to touch base with everybody.
Amazing. Now, Dana, what does it mean for Murrurundi if they win the Tidiest Town? Do they get a trophy or something? Or
I'm not entirely sure about trophies. It's really
eternal glory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an acknowledgement to all the other towns around us that we are awesome.
Absolutely. Bragging rights, if nothing else, surely.
Exactly, yeah. But it's great. It sort of helps to put Murrurundi on the map.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do visit tidy towns because they've been labelled as that. So they want to see, what does this town have that perhaps theirs doesn't? Things that other towns might be able to aspire to be doing within their communities.
It's a great way also to put our beautiful Upper Hunter on the map. We're chatting to Dana Hines from Murrurundi. She was part of putting on a presentation for Judge Doug McDonald, who came to town a couple of weeks ago for the Tidy Town Awards. We will find out in early March whether Murrurundi has taken out top spot at an awards ceremony in Albury. But Dana, thank you so much for getting us across the latest, and I cannot wait for Murrurundi to take it home.
Oh, let's hope so. Thank you very much.